Hallelujah. 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 The God that answers prayer will answer you this month. Come on, I said the God that answers prayers will answer you this month. In the name of Jesus, every challenge of your life by prophetic word will come to an end this month in the name of Jesus. As you have cried tonight, as you have cried tonight, I decree speedy answer from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemies you saw and the challenges you saw in the month of February, they will disappear from this midnight in the name of Jesus. The Lord will send rescue and help from you from heaven in the name of Jesus. Your heart will not be troubled this month. I say your heart will not be troubled this month. I say your heart will not be troubled this month. I say your heart will not be troubled this month in the name of Jesus. My God shall make way for you. My God shall make room for you. My God will send a rescue dispatch towards you. He will send help from his sanctuary. He will send favor from Zion in the name of Jesus. Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Because we cry out, oh Lord, and you hear us. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. Help me appreciate Inspire tonight. Hallelujah. I want to take two testimonies, and then we will call it. Oh, time just flies, doesn't it? Oh man, time just flies. But well, there's never enough time to praise God, is there? Never enough time. But I release this grace of praise and the grace to praise upon you and your household. Amen. This is not where the sanctuary starts and stops. No. The glory and the favor of God is upon you. And so I decree that this atmosphere of joy and expectation go with you throughout this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want to take two testimonies very quickly and then we'll close. Where is Jamie? Yes, hallelujah. Any other person? Yeah. Amen. Oh, yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am, please come. Oh, let me get the microphone. Yeah, that's for you. Amen. Take Jamie, we'll take Shaye and Kucheli. Praise God.
Thank you.
Sorry, hand on an elbow.
Yes,
okay. Okay. All right. We'll take your testimony. Praise God. Thank you, darling.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
I just want to thank God because I got a new job today. And I really want to thank God because it's a managerial post and it's a position that probably I'm not qualified for, but they've still given it to me. And I thank God because the interview is supposed to take place in central London, but for some reason the interviewer said, no, we'll come to you. You don't have to travel to us. So I was really, really grateful for that. And also the interview process, it was 4 hours long. So that's a one-to-one interview, role play, written exercise, listening exercise. And I can truly say God was with me throughout. I was literally holding onto my mantle. My mantle's probably so dirty now because I every time I got stuck, I held onto my mantle. And then I remember, Jamie, you're messing up your makeup. But I was just like, no, I need help. So, and you know, it definitely worked. And I think one of the questions I'd written the answer was reading it through and something said, you've answered it wrong. Take the answer out, put the answer above and write this answer instead. And that was the exact answer that I was supposed to get. So I just really, really thank God just for his favor. Thank God, like the whole office was celebrating and I didn't even know that people even took such an interest, but people were like, oh, you're dressed up, you've got an interview. And unfortunately for me, they put me in the biggest room with the largest glass panel, so the whole office could see what I was doing. So I'm literally trying to do my interview and I can see everyone's eyes like. And then my best friend kept walking past and I could see her red head just bubbling. Oh, it's just not great. But I just thank God because, you know, it was a really good atmosphere and I just thank God for the confidence he gave me as well.
Amen.
And I just want to add that my whole interview was about leadership. From the beginning to the end, every aspect, whether written, whether spoken, whether in my responses, in my approaches, even in my role play. Funny enough, the role play was the only thing I fell down on because I acted as a manager and not as a leader. So I just want to really, you know, say that I've really benefited from reading the 21 laws of leadership and also from being a pathfinder. And I think today was just testament of that.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. The Lord will open new doors for every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Cheye. Then we have Yasmin and... Okay, fine. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Good evening, church. So in October last year, I came up and gave a testimony because I was asked to give a testimony. I'd written it down about a challenge I had at work, my expenses. I had misused my corporate card. Well, I used it for personal stuff. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. And I was called to a disciplinary hearing. I come up here and pastor prayed and he said the case will be dismissed, it will be quashed. And in my mind, I was like, well, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know what that means. But you know, today they called me and I had an interview. And you know, at the end of the interview, they said, we're not going to do anything. We're just warning you, don't misuse your card again. Read the policy properly. You know, the disciplinary measure was, they'd actually withdrawn my, if you work in the city, you know this, around this time is when we get bonuses. They'd withdrawn my bonus. Wow. Yeah, and I went in and spoke and they said, so we're going to release your bonus. Because I'd said, God, that money is your money, not my money. So really, and God had given me a word, Isaiah 31 verse 4 and 5, that God will fight like a lion over its prey and it will not hear shepherds and all that coming. You know, so I'm just so grateful. And you know, when pastor said, you'll be quashed, I said, how will it be quashed? But you know, I'm just so grateful to
praise
God. Hallelujah.
And it has now been squashed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Cheryl. And
good evening, church. I just want to give a testimony regarding my mum. And my mum has been ill for many, many years. She has this cough that she can't even talk for 2 minutes, and then she'll be coughing. And the devil has just played, and there were so much things. Now, the latest things now is that she's on crutches, and I just thought this is crazy. So on Sunday after church, when with my mantle, I thought I'm going to go straight, you know, to my mum. And she's telling me about food. I said, Mum, no, there's no food. I'm just coming. I'm coming to pray for you. I'm coming to anoint you. I'm going to give you this mantle. I'm going to explain it to you. And that's it. So I went there. I did that. And then so I called her the next day and I said, you know, how are things going? She said to me, it's actually worse. I said, don't worry. I said, that's the devil just trying you. I said, and then I was just talking to her about scriptures in the Bible. And we was talking. In the end, we was talking for like 45 minutes. And then my mum said to me, you know what? I haven't coughed once. Have you noticed? She hasn't coughed once. And normally if I speak to her for like 2 minutes, she goes into a coughing rage. So she's got the mantle for the week. So I just keep calling her, finding out how God is healing her, and I just give God all the glory because she couldn't do that before.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for healing in Jesus' mighty name. Ola Emeka. Listen, church, we may be cool, but we are powerful. Let me tell your neighbor, you are powerful. Say, God is with you. So take yourself seriously. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Good evening, church. I just want to say three quick testimonies. The first one is, at the beginning of this year, my husband and I were praying for several things, and one of the main things was to be consistent in everything that that we do and whatever we lay our heart to do. And Femi came up with this new thing in our social media group that you nominate someone at the end of the week and you say why you're nominating them. And for 2 weeks, my name came up amongst others, and one of the things that they said about me was that I was consistent, and that was an answer to a prayer that we've been praying for a few months. So whoever said it, because we don't know who says it, so whoever said it, thank you, even though I may suspect somebody, but thank you anyway. And then the second one was just last month, Emmanuel shared this testimony, I think, with the Pathfinders group, and our insurance decided to, they said that we had to pay 140 something pounds because we didn't tell them that I was driving an automatic car or something ridiculous. And silly me, I didn't pray about it, and I just accepted that, okay, fine, we will pay it. But my husband took the mantle and he went over our car and he said that we're not paying that, I'm not paying any stupid prices for any reason whatsoever. So he called the insurance group and said, I have reported you to the financial ombudsman or something. So anyway, we'll see. And they wrote us a letter and they called us back saying that we don't need to pay it. And I was just like, oh God.
I got really you doing that. And then your neighbor is wondering, what on earth is it?
And then the third thing was, after our goals meeting with Pastor Bola and Pastor Eddie, when we left, my husband and I was just like, we are limiting what God can do in our lives. We're not putting everything in his hands. And I knew that because every month, if I'm on my phone, I've got a calculator. I'm calculating how much I'm earning, how much we're going to do this. And God keeps telling me, just relax and let it go. Stop trying to work things out. But I'm always calculating things. And at the beginning of the month, I said, okay, God, this is how many patients that I want a week. Please, if I can just get that a week, I'm fine. Then I can save this amount of, you know, I was working it out. And at the end of the first week, the amounts I prayed for a week, he gave it to me in a day. And the following week, the amount that I prayed for in a month, he gave it to me in a week. And the third week, I got tested. I had a patient that wanted to do an insurance scam. And he said to me, oh, if you just tell them that I've had this amount of treatments with you, I'll give you half. And I thought, I was acting confused. I knew exactly what he was trying to get me to do. And I said, how does that work? But I haven't treated you, so how can they pay you for what I haven't treated you? And he said, no, it's fine. I'll pay you half. And I thought, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this at all. So I said to him, no, if you want to go elsewhere, feel free and go elsewhere. The following week after that happened, what I'm supposed to get in a month, God gave it to me in one day. And I was so amazed that I was just praying and thanking God that I thought, my mouth is not enough to thank God. I said to my husband, please just thank God for me and thank God with me. And it just shows that I had a specific figure in my mind of what I thought I could do by my own strength. And God is telling me that you need to relax. It's not about you. It's not about what you can do. It's about what he can do for us. And he's taking care of us. So I just wanted to share this to say that you shouldn't limit God in any way. That's it. That's what it is for me.
Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that the integrity of a man will preserve him. Rise to your feet as we get the word of the month. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at Joshua chapter 1, 6 to 8. It says, be strong. Come on, tell your neighbor, be strong. Say, be strong. This month I see the strength of God made manifest in your life. It says, and be of good courage. Be of good courage. I see God grant you solutions this month in Jesus' mighty name. Fear and worry comes when you don't know what to do. I mean, you heard a testimony there. You know, you're trying to figure out and get involved in the process. But the Bible says, be on good courage. Allow God. Say, for these people you shall divide as an inheritance. This month, the strength to do what God has called you to do will be released upon you. In the name of Jesus. I see God manifest himself in your life vividly. Just like that testimony. Just like that testimony. What you are supposed to do in a month, he will deliver for you, to you in a day. Amen. What you set your heart to achieve in a year, he will bring it to pass in a month. Amen. Doors that people have told you are closed, God himself will open those doors for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. There are things that God has called you to do. The Bible says, they say, be strong and be of good courage. For these people, you shall do the division. I see God giving you enough supernatural strength to do the things he has laid in your heart to do. I see every obstacle disappear before you this month. This month will be a stepping stone for you. You will rise. You will start laying the foundation of future generations this month. Verse 7 says, only be strong. He said it twice. Only be strong and very courageous. This month, I see the manifestation of boldness in your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, his servant, has commanded. This month, I see God give you a way out. He will give you a unique wisdom to act. He will give you a unique insight.
He will, the things that men overlook, God will open your eyes to unique insight. And then he will give you the strength to implement the things he has laid in your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see heavens open for you this month. Not just heaven opening. You know, it's not for heavens to open. It's another thing for you to get up and take the door that God has opened. But so I see you arising this month. As the key word for you this month is strength will come from within. In the name of Jesus. And so this month will be the month of great courage. Yeah, a month of great courage. Great courage, not because you have the skill, not because you have figured it out. No, great courage because God is infusing your spirit with boldness. He's infusing your spirit with greatness. The capacity to become will rest upon you this month in the name of Jesus. I said the capacity to become. You will arise and you will move forward. You will arise and you will step forward. You will arise and you will move upwards because of the great courage that the Lord will put in your spirit in the name of Jesus. That testifier said something. He said, we got this bill and then I got up and took my mantle to my car and wiped my car with my mantle. Now that was divine insight. It was, so this month you will hear a voice behind you telling you which way to go. You will hear definite, clear instruction as regards what to do. But not just that, the inner strength and capacity to respond to divine instruction God will put in your spirit this month. That means that this month you will gain supernatural speed. This month you will arise and you will take action. This month you will arise and you will do something. And God will give you the strength of accomplishment. That will be your story before the end of this month. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Raise your hand to him and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I bless your holy name. I thank you. I thank you because all my enemies will disappear this month in the name of Jesus. I will arise. I will arise. The Bible talks about Abraham. He received divine instruction. And the Bible says very early in the morning, he got up and he left. That will be your portion. You will arise very early because God has infused your spirit with boldness. You will arise very early because God has given you supernatural insight. You will arise very early because God has spoken a word into your spirit at midnight and you will take action at noonday in the mighty name of Jesus. I command every spirit of fear to depart from your household this month because the time to favor you has come and this time has come and you will not miss your opportunity. You will arise and you will take the door of opportunity. You will arise and step into greatness. You will arise and step into limelight. The time to come from the time of the darkness is over. The time of being in the desert is over. So the palace awaits you. I pray for the strength to take the doors of your palaces in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say, amen. And the family say, amen. The Lord will form a protective shield around you and your children this month in Jesus' mighty name. No sorrow will come from your household. No sorrow will be a month of great testimonies for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will perfect all that concerns you. He will perfect all that concerns you. Even as we come into our 14th year this year, it is the end of the second, seventh year of this ministry. And God will make great things happen for you this month in Jesus' mighty name. He will complete everything that he has started in the mighty name of Jesus. Raise your hand to heaven and I thank him. I thank him and say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. It is my month of great courage. This is my month of great courage. Then my month of great courage. I will arise and I will step up. I will arise and I will step out. I will arise and I will do as God has instructed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say, amen. And the family say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.